Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderous intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
God.
Welcome to the show. I'm Sherry Schreiner. A couple things I want to talk about. You know, I don't know how that intro couldn't get any more torturous. I don't know if you guys are hearing what I'm hearing. But it slows down, speeds up, and slows down, speeds up. What am I paying for, huh? All right, so a couple things. are venturing into October land. It is now October 2nd, and so people asking me about the pole flip, obviously delayed. Asking me about the New York tsunami, obviously delayed. But what I thought was interesting was they've been showing the Dark Knight Rises and Day After Tomorrow over and over again on cable. Pretty much like they do the Star Wars series. They'll show that over and over again. Because the stuff in these movies, they're using as predictive programming that they want people to catch on to. Interestingly enough, in Day After Tomorrow, of course, it was based on the premise that Earth was heading into an ice age. I don't know if they still believe that. But what was interesting about it was at the beginning where it shows the worst hurricane ever recorded in history had taken place. And, of course, we just had that with Irma and Maria, the worst hurricanes ever recorded. And then it showed a huge apocalyptic hailstorm that took place, huge chunks of ice. And, of course, somebody just posted on my Facebook last week about a huge ice hailstorm in Spain, somewhere over there. Maybe it was Paris. It was Paris or Spain. Somewhere over in Europe. And then after that is when the tsunami hit New York. And so going along with their predictive programming parallels, the next thing on their timeline of events would be a tsunami hitting New York, which we've all seen coming. Many, many people have seen coming, visions, dreams, whatever. And so following their own Day After Tomorrow timeline, it would seem to be that that's the next thing on the calendar. I've only watched blurbs of Dark Knight Rises. I don't even really know what it's about. I'd have to go read the dummy notes somewhere, because I've never really got involved with the whole Batman thing. But one of the obvious correlations is that Gotham City is destroyed so the Dark Knight can rise. And Gotham City is New York City. And so you have parallels on the destruction of New York so that the Prince can rise. And I've told you that he would rise and rule out of the UN, which is why the Cabal wanted to destroy the UN, while that faction wanted to destroy Wall Street because they simply no longer need it. Under the scheme of things coming, a world currency reset, revaluation, the Federal Reserve, Federal Treasury, all that, Wall Street, it will just all be done away with. No longer needed in the new world economy, you know. People think Jesus is coming back to revamp our economies. Come on, folks. This is all the New Age propaganda and what I've called the New Age alien agenda. Being led by their fake Jesus, goes by the name Sananda Emmanuel Asu, and his counterpart Maitreya with the egghead, which the Muslims would adopt as their 12th Imam, who they're waiting for. And they arrive with 11 of their chipmunks and portray themselves as gurus, world teachers, ascended masters. And so all of this is gearing up for that. This weather wars for destruction because they need energy. And, you know, Puerto Rico, just want to mention this, because they had thousands of containers at their port just sitting there not being moved out. And right when all of it was becoming leaked out by videos coming out of Puerto Rico, that the governor and the mayor, because we all know Puerto Rico's a blue state, right? And they were withholding the aid getting to the people because they wanted Trump to look bad. They wanted to use it as a platform to trash Trump's incompetence as a president, and they wanted their people to suffer. They wanted suffering and death, because that's how the Democrats are. They pretend to be the champion of the little people, but they despise them, and they want them to suffer and be beaten down. And so why people can't get that through their thick heads, that that party is not a party that wants to see their success and well-being, nobody can ever figure out. They just can't see it. The plantation owners in a party with the slaves mentality, you know, the gimme, gimme, gimmes. Give me a free cell phone so I can hold it up to my head and be radiated to death by microwave energy. And then I praise the people who give them the free cell phones. or gimme, gimme, gimme free housing so I can live in the hood and never be encouraged to stay in school, get an education, get a training, get a job. They encourage you instead to get involved with drugs, get pregnant while you're in school, and stay in the hood, the home mentality. They really work against them. But they can't see it through their own stupidity and ignorance. But anyway, I'm not getting into that. But that's what the whole thing is. All this coming out about Puerto Rico and enslaving its own citizens and causing the suffering and harm to come upon their own citizens through their own politicians, their own Democratic politicians, trying to blame Trump and America for it. Isn't that what they always do? Blame somebody else instead of taking responsibility for their own actions? Blame somebody else. Scream it's not fair, because that's what their master, Lucifer, always does. They emulate their master, Lucifer. So as all this is coming out about Puerto Rico, we get the continuing drama of the NFL. And the crybabies. And you could feel it reaching a peak level. I think people have finally had enough. And, you know, I would like to see the entire season end up being canceled. You know, you look at the Green Bay fans. That was probably the fullest stadium, that in New England. Probably the fullest stadiums in the league, which is pathetic. Because you know what? It's either they all stand or we all boycott. We need to stick together and force all these crybabies to either stand or get out themselves. We boycott the league until not only they stand, but the ones who stood were fired. Seriously, they need fired. The coaches who allowed it need fired. Because the problem is, it's the owners and the coaches. It trickles down to the players. But the players just adopt the attitudes of the owners and the coaches. And it's the owners and the coaches who open the door for this mess to begin with. And so the Patriots of America need to unite and boycott the league for the rest of the year. The end. No more NFL this year. Teach them a lesson. And the ones who protested should be fired. You know, it was hideous that the only white person on the offensive line of the Raiders who stood for the flag, the black offensive lineman, decided they weren't going to protect him, and they threw the game. And this is going to be one of the biggest scandals in the NFL that the media is ignoring. Well, now it's coming out that Carr, the quarterback, is going to be out for the next 2 to 6 weeks. He fractured a bone in his lower back with an injury. And so that serves him right. Serves the Raiders right. And if you look at it, which is mind-blowing to me, because when you look on the outside, I've never been to California. Closest I've been out west is Utah and Nevada. You hear all this liberal left, and they're just all witches. They're all Satanists. It's the gay Obama and Hillary land of California. Stadiums, folks. Those stadiums out there and more empty than any other stadiums in America. What's that tell you? California is not the blue state that they want everyone to think it is. And I know Christians out in California, and they have said the county around L.A. is very liberal, but the rest of the state is very red, just as it is in Oregon, Portland. You may have a very blue city, but the rest of the state is red. Seattle may be very blue, but the rest is red. They want you to think they have larger numbers than they actually do because they just have the bigger mouths and they own the media, which can influence what you think. You know, if you watch these black entertainment channels, they don't give you the whole truths and rundowns of what's going on. They tell you from their perspective in a nice little cutesy packaged way. Oh, poor us. Poor us. We're the victims here. They always play the victim card. No, they don't get it. That's why they couldn't get it. They were actually shocked that Hillary lost because their news announcers and their television shows and their networks lie to them and give them a distorted picture of what reality really is. So I was shocked. And you know what? Hats off to California for protesting, for keeping those stadiums empty. I would like to see New England fans stand up and Green Bay Packer fans stand up and join the rest of the Patriots in America. If it's not all, then we boycott. That's just, oh, my team's standing, so I'm going to go to the game. No. They all stand or we all boycott. We need to unite in that. And we need to just end this disastrous season of NFL. And if the NBA wants to fall in line with the NFL, we'll boycott them too. You know, it's bigger than anyone realizes because the war is on. It's us against the Satanists of this country. It's not a racial color thing. It's an ideology. Look at Aaron Rodgers, the biggest sellout now to Satan. That's why he gets all the promo time, because he's a sellout. He's a sellout to Lucifer. And what's one of the biggest things they do when they sell out? They abandon and ignore their families. And what was the issues with Aaron Rodgers the last couple of years? He has no contact with his family. That's what they do. They pull him away. And, of course, these rich men are so stupid, they fall for the beautiful woman every time. Not even rich men, all men do it. They'll fall for the lures of a charming, beautiful woman, and she leads them into hell, and that's what's happening. These NSAs get these beautiful bombshell women, and they set them up, Colin Kaepernick's and Aaron Rodgers and other men, and they lead them into the path of destruction. Every time. Read the book of Proverbs, men. You need to know how women can use their lure and charm and lead you into destruction, because that's what they do, especially when you're the NSA. They hook you up. They set you up. So, the NFL dramas are still going on. But the PR disaster is coming to light. The truth is coming to light. And so they need to distract everybody from the PR disasters and the other half of the population that doesn't care about sports to begin with and doesn't care about the NFL dramas because they don't even watch NFL. They're not into sports. So now they bring you the Las Vegas shootings. Now, this is what's crazy about the whole thing. Now, I know they're coming out with stuff about this Paddock, this man, 64, 65 years old. And so false flags, red flags, number one, how neat and clean it is. You know, they found him in a hotel room with 18 weapons and thousands of rounds and Antifa literature. Case closed. Next story. That's how you know it's a false flag, because the government always neatly wraps the guilt. So there's no question the guy is guilty. Okay? He's the pawn. Now, if you listen to the original, like you always have to do with these false flags, what were the witnesses saying in the first 10 minutes? They all said there was multiple shooters. So it wasn't just some guy, 65 years old, who's probably halfway blind, shooting from a window. At first they said he was on the 33rd floor, and then they switched it to the 32nd floor, shooting from a window, probably like a mile distance away. And he shot all these people. Yeah, right. Anybody buys that one. There's beach property right on the south side of Vegas. Anyway, so that's all. Conditioning Antifa literature. First of all, he doesn't even, I'm like a total amateur profiler, so let me profile this for you. Look at Antifa. What do you see? A mix, mostly Latinos, mostly all these people brought up from Central and South America. And then when you look at the crowds, you have the lesbian gang, because most of them are feminists. So you have all these god-awful, the whole lesbian crowd with them. And the witches are with them, because it's Lilith's people. And so this is why Hollywood's tied into Antifa and the whole Democrat Party, because what's required of Hollywood actresses, besides now being a transgender, is the fact that you get involved with witchcraft. You have to have a rank in the dark arts. Just sign your sword. It gets to that now. I mean, but it used to be you just joined the ranks of dark arts. You were a witch. You have to be a witch if you're a woman. If you're a man, you can be a warlock, or you can join Freemasonry. They take you up through the ranks of Freemasonry, which is what the football players do. They join the ranks of Freemasonry. So this whole Antifa thing, how does a black or a white senior citizen match this profile anywhere? Don't tell me he's sympathetic to the witches, the feminists, and the gay cause. That's basically what Antifa is, anti-American. For some reason, when Trump took office, the entire gay crowd thought that their lives were over. You know, the Mexicans were already crossing the border, going back, whatever. We heard about that. Or, you know, they're afraid of being deported. But the gay crowd was up in arms because for some reason they thought Trump was coming after them. Trump could care less. Has anybody ever heard Trump say a negative thing about the gay crowd and the sodomites? No. Because his whole family story has got transgenders up to the eyebrows. But that stuff's never come out. He's never said a bad word about that community. I don't think he could care less. And you know what? For some reason, they're in fear of him. So they think he's going to destroy their whole agenda. And they put this whole Antifa thing because of the lies Hillary Clinton was feeding them. Face it. Antifa is Hillary's baby. It's her. Her name is all over this. Obama has ISIS. He's got the men embroiled with that. And Antifa is Hillary's. That's her baby. And you remember back when the campaign was going on that Hillary was bringing in all these weapons and arms because if she lost the election, she wanted an immediate revolution against Trump. And so you didn't hear much about it. It kind of got swept under the rug. What happened to all the weapons she brought over? The revolution idea never went anywhere because Odorama, his handler, Valerie Jarrett, bought a mansion a mile from the White House and supposedly using it as their headquarters. And they, you know, just got to keep the Soros money going because he's the one who feeds all this hate and division. They're still going to get the revolution. But you got to look at November 4th. I would think it's going to start with something November 4th. You know? Because I think right now they just needed an immediate shut up of the disaster in Puerto Rico, the disaster of the NFL, because the fans are standing up. You can't trash your customer base and expect to win. They're making it a Trump and NFL war. No, it's a Patriot versus whiny baby idiot war is what it is. This started long before Trump came into office. And fans were protesting long before Trump called for them to be fired for protesting the anthem. This stuff happened before Trump ever came to office. So they needed something to cover up the disasters that they're currently suffering and failing on. And so now they have the Las Vegas shooting. Folks, don't be bait. You've already seen concerts in France and somewhere else in Europe erupting in gunfire and deaths. Why would you be stupid enough to go into a crowded event anywhere to be bait for a shooter, for another government psyop? The only difference between Obama and Trump is that when Obama was president, he was involved with all these psyops. He was involved with Sandy Hook and all these different shootings and all this different BS that was going on in the country. There was one like every other month when he was in office. He was directly involved with them because he was part of the deep state. He was CIA. They're all CIA. Deep state is CIA. It's not. So all these false flags going on under Trump's reign, he has no knowledge of. He has no foreknowledge of. He's not involved with them. That's the difference between Obama and Trump. Obama went along with the deep state. Trump is trying to drain the swamp, which is the deep state. So they've got that now to drown out the NFL dramas and the Puerto Rico dramas and possibly to dead not anything coming up about the November 4th. They're still trying to protest or organize protests in cities across America. They have some kind of website where you can register if you want to join with the protest. Folks, don't be bait. Don't be bait. Do not go to these protests. Stay home. You don't make a statement by going into a bar and holding up a Bible and preaching against everybody in the bar that's drinking. Don't go into their dens. If somebody wants the Lord and they want to be genuine about repentance, they will come find you. Stay off of their playgrounds. Don't be bait. Stay away from the protests. Stay out of the cities when they're in them. Don't go to their concerts and don't be involved with the mayhem. Don't feed into it. Don't feed into it. Boycott it and walk away from it. The whole hip-hop crowd that cheerleads these whining babies, boycott the hip-hop. Nothing but garbage anyway. All they do is glorify violence. And then half the NFL players are violent criminals making million-dollar contracts, and they're screaming about oppression, and they're making million-dollar contracts. We're just oppressing them. But they don't mind oppressing the women they rape and beat up. Domestic violence and assault is huge amongst NFL players. In fact, they should have a law in the NFL and every professional sport that if you commit a felony, you're fired. You lose your job. Because these are supposed to be idols that our kids look up to. And they're felons. They're convicted felons. And I'm not just talking about color. It's not a color thing. Look at Ben Roethlisberger. He had rape allegations in college. And then when he was a Pittsburgh Steeler, they were coming up again. It's all of them, folks. Every team has seedy people on it. Now, eventually, some of them calm down. Get married, raise families. People shouldn't tolerate the nonsense. They should have rules, and they have rules. And the owners and the coaches are going along with the Democratic deep state set agenda to divide America. So let's take it out of the players and blame the owners and the coaches where it starts. Protest the entire thing. Protest their hip-hop. The concerts, I know it was a country band concert in Nevada where all this happened. Oh, like they're not sellouts. Like they haven't signed the dotted line to be country stars. Let's protest Satan, folks. Let's rise up against Satan. They're coming to war against us whether we like it or not. They may be only 10%, but they're the loudest. They're the loudmouths. We're the silent majority because nobody gives us a voice. And mainstream media doesn't want you to know what the silent majority thinks and believes. They only tell you packaged cutesy little stories that they want everybody else to think is true and real and something but lies. So don't get lured as the bait, folks. We need to stand up against them, but we do it our way. We do it our way. We ignore and we refuse to sponsor or with our money. Don't buy their stuff. Just boycott them. Turn off your TVs, cancel your cables, whatever you want to do. Couple things about turning this whole thing around, folks. Because what they're trying to do is raise energies. I told you they put numbers on events. Like 444 is the hurricane goddess. I learned that one the other day. And I don't know. 33 and 32 are obviously 23. 32 is 23 backwards. And that was their big hype for the Rev 12 sign and Satan arriving, getting kicked out of having a war in heaven. They're still kind of hyping that number. Let's take away their numbers, because we're warriors, and what we do best is when we fight is we pray, and we sit at the Father's footsteps, and we ask Him for things, and when He hears us ask Him for things, He honors them, folks. So we realize that all of these false flags and the entire dark side, the dark arts, they work on numbers. And this whole system is based on Kabbalah, the Kabbalah system. So what we need to do, as the warriors we are, is to ask the Father to confuse and disrupt all the energy associated with these numbers. Confuse it and disrupt it. They want to create energies for a particular event by particular numbers. Let's just ask for confusion and disruption, so all that energy is destroyed. It just malfunctions and is destroyed. You know, I wrote an article, Taking It Back for Yah, A War Against the Wicked, and I describe how we can ask the Father, because they're trying to create a wicked energy. We can align it as dead orgone energy, and we can ask the Father to take that dead orgone energy away from them and use it how He wants to use it. He can convert it to a positive energy, or just use it in whatever way He wants to use it. Let's put it in the Father's hands. Take it out of their hands and put all the energy they're creating into the Father's, because it's His energy anyway. They don't own anything. He owns everything. This is how you destroy them, folks. This is how you destroy them. I've seen it happen so many times over the years. When I've literally just attacked the satanic rituals, warriors getting together, praying against satanic rituals and asking them to be sabotaged. And then, you know, these places where they hold satanic rituals, the candles are burning out, the electrics are out, mud slides. I know this one house that was holding satanic rituals, and we were praying for destruction of these rituals, and there was a mudslide, and the house was practically sliding off the hill where they were holding rituals. I've seen angels go to mansions and just burn them on fire, chasing everybody out of them. This is how we win, folks, on our knees. This is how we win. And so we need to unite as God's people. And we don't need to do it with weapons. Prayer is our strongest weapon. Unite with prayers, folks. Become prayer warriors. We can break their number system. We can break the energy that they're building for these numbers in this system. Also, one of the biggest reasons they don't mind inflicting all these cancers and diseases on people through chemtrails and the air, the water, and the food, and the medicines, is because they have antibiotics and antidotes that they can take that will keep them healthy. So they don't get affected by the same things that they're assaulting everybody else with. And so another thing we can ask for, folks, is that they malfunction and don't work anymore. You know, turn these antibiotics and antidotes into water, into salt water, so that they do nothing. Or just regular water, or moldy water, or whatever. Just cause them to malfunction and not work. Not work. Because they have these pools, and I've shown you them on movies, where they're like bathtubs of green liquid, whatever, and they go soak in it, and they get all healed. Well, let's ask the father to turn those into acid baths. So every time they get into them, their skin just shrivels and burns up. It's, you know, it just malfunctions. They have no out. They have no escape. One of the biggest things over the years was that all these Satanists who revel in all these orgies with all their rituals and stuff, always, you know, just sex parties upon sex parties, and they never had to worry about it because for some reason Satan's people were protected from STDs. And then several years ago, back in the Obama years, we were praying against that, and some of them, and they were starting to get herpes. I remember hearing that one of the people on Obama's White House staff had herpes, and the people were shocked because usually the Satanists are protected from that. And so we need to keep that going, that their protection from their hideous acts is taken away, that they have no protection for the repercussions of their actions. So they can sow what they reap, you know? And I've heard over the years how it's gotten bad among the celebrities with the herpes. Many of them are getting struck down by it, and so we'll keep that one going. We need to keep after the father to remove all their protections that they have. You know, Lucifer tells them that they'll be safe in the coming dollar crash. That they're gonna, you know, they have ways of hiding their money, and they're gonna protect their money so that they're not affected when everybody else loses their money in the coming economic crashes. And so we need to pray against that too, that they don't get any protections, all their protections break down and they become broke, that the father just takes their wealth away, that he goes after their wealth and their health. Because those are the two things that they come against us with. You know, and people want to say, oh, we're supposed to pray for our enemies. Folks, these enemies aren't even human. Most of the people you see parading in front of you have been soul scalped. You know, this says something. When somebody in the Walking Dead crowd actually wakes up and you start to hear comments that, wow, that was obvious. Cam Newton looked totally under hypnosis the entire game Sunday. He does. He always is. And even The Walking Dead is starting to notice that Cam Newton, hello, something's wrong. Lights are on, nobody's home. You look at him in a game and he looks like he's totally under MKUltra programming. They want to call it hypnosis, that's okay. That's basically what it is. Lights are on, nobody home. Somebody else controlling the body. Yeah, that's what happens. Hypnotic players. And some of the breakdowns that you've been seeing about how some of the plays are being strategized, where they're not even real plays. They're rigged. Everything's rigged. We can fight back, folks. We just need to do it. We need to stand up as warriors of the Most High God and use the strongest weapon we have, which is prayer. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist to pray to the Father. You don't have to come up with the right words and the suave cliches. No, you don't need any of that. You know, because if you can think it, you can form it into words, you can ask it. It don't take rocket science for that. If you can think it and say it, ask it. We need to get busy doing something. You know, all these Antifa, this whole gay crowd, and the sodomites, and the feminists, and the baby killers. We need to just come up against them. They need to lose their funding, lose their protections from getting arrested. Like George Soros and them, they always claim that they'll pay for their lawyers and stuff. Well, let's ask that whole system to break down so that when they're arrested, they actually sit in jail for months and years with no help, because that's what gives them confidence to go out and do what they do. The fact that they won't get arrested, and if they do get arrested, they'll get released out of jail. have asked for that whole protection system to break down. Let's ask for their supply routes to be destroyed so that they can't get the weapons that are promised to them. Let's ask that there's no protesters for them to lure into danger zones. You know, they set up danger zones and protest areas where they lure people in because that's where they have their weapons. Then they can run to their cars or stashing points and grab weapons and then beat up the people protesting against them and stuff. Don't go. Don't be a part of it. Don't be the bait. Don't be the sheeple. They don't have anybody to hurt. There's nobody there protesting them. Let them protest and don't watch it. Ignore it. A protester always wants attention. That's why they protest. They want attention. So if you're not watching it and giving them a platform, it's no fun to protest when no one's watching. You know? That's it. You know, it reminds me of drunks. Do they get drunk and go on tirades? And if you're not listening and you're not watching and giving the drunk a tirade, he gets bored with himself. So shut up. Same scenario, folks. It's the Satanists against the Christians and patriots in this country. And it's not going to stop. It's not. It's just getting heated up. But we have to be smart about how we go about it. Because we don't want to be the ones who become victims. Let them be their own victims. You know, they fund both sides. So it's kind of ironic to me. Because, like, if you look at the Charlottesville riots, the KKK people and the Antifa people were riding the same buses. They were getting paid by the same people. So what are they going to do? Lure the KKK people into their zones and hurt them? They're part of them. Don't make sense, does it? They look for the innocent people, the stragglers that come onto the scene that they know weren't on the buses with them. And that's the ones they target. Don't be a part of it, folks. Let's turn it around. Let's ask the Father to take all the energy that they're building with these events and use it for his own glory. Let's ask him to sabotage their rituals and their agendas, that they become self-sabotaging, so that they expose them for what they are and who they are, for the detainment and imprisonment of those who are plotting and planning to come up against the Lord's people. It's all about dividing and destroying America, folks. We have nowhere to go. This is our country. We need to shut them down. So here we go. A boycott against the Satanists. Boycott the NFL, Hollywood, Pop Crowd, CNN, ESPN, the MSM. Boycott the Satanists coming against us. Anyway, folks, I'll be back on Wednesday. Till then, everybody. Yeah, God bless.